This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where we must, as a great nation, confront a great lie that has taken hold and has basically taken over whole chunks of U.S. opinion. Not everywhere, but in enough places to make a difference. The great big lie is that racism is surging to all-time highs, that we are, as the President of the United States said earlier today, backsliding into an era of Jim Crow, that racial oppression, racial hatred, racial violence directed particularly at black people is worse than it's been before. Not true. A false perception. A complete misunderstanding. So says a fascinating new study by Professor Eric Hoffman, who's a professor of politics at the prestigious Birkbeck College of the University of London. He also is affiliated with the Manhattan Institute and the Center for the Study of Partisanship and Ideology. Professor Hoffman, thanks for joining us from the other side of the pond, where I know it's late at night.
It's great to be here, Michael, and of course I am from Vancouver, so I am from your side of the pond.
Okay. But in terms of this new study, one of the things that I think is fascinating is that you report that mentions of racism in national news outlets have soared since 2015. And what you're saying is this is not in response to racism, it actually just promotes fears of racism. How does this work? Why are the media more focused on racism than they have been in recent years?
This is primarily an ideological shift, and it's partly technological, the search for more partisan eyeballs in a world where there's no longer classified ads, but a lot of it is an ideological movement. We also see it with what's happening on university campuses with the no platforming, that talk of racism, sexism, transphobia, it is all part of what I call left modernism and some call wokeism. Really, this whole thing begins in 2014-15. And if you look at the New York Times or Washington Post or major online news services, you see an explosion in the mention of the term racism. And as you mentioned, you know, if you look at indicators of behavior and attitudes, such as attitudes to intermarriage, or the number of black people shot by the police, you know, those have all been going down since the 1960s, and yet we seem to have a situation where more and more people are saying racism is a big problem and that race relations are getting worse. So it's really a media-driven, ideologically-driven phenomenon.
Okay, one of the things that you did that I think is fascinating is you asked people a question, which is a question that I think most people in our audience, I believe, could probably answer correctly. The question was, where are more young black men killed? In confrontations with the police or in traffic accidents? And the response to that question was fairly surprising. Explain.
Well, yeah, basically, if you're a young black man, you're about 10 times more likely to be killed in a car accident than by a police bullet. And so I wanted to try and find out to what extent people could get this question right. And I even gave them the option to say neither one nor the other. What was remarkable is that you saw amongst, for example, black Biden voters, about 81% said that it was police that would be more likely to kill than traffic. And for white liberals who agreed with the statement that white Republicans are racist, and about 60 to 65% of them do, for those people, about 70% of them got this question wrong, whereas only 15% of the white Trump voters got this wrong. So you see essentially partisan biases distorting people's perception of reality. And this is a measurable fact. This isn't something like, you know, how much racism is there, which is sort of obviously can be interpreted many ways. But here we have a hard fact that people are getting wrong because of their political beliefs.
Which is an unbelievable thing. Now, you'd think that we are told, and is a article of faith for liberals, that getting a college education can actually help people see reality more clearly. That doesn't work out so much when it comes to perception of racisms and the persistence of racism. Explain.
Well, yeah, just to take that last question about, you know, are young black men more likely to be killed by the police or by a car? Yeah, you know, whether you have a university degree or not, it doesn't affect your likelihood of getting that question right. So it doesn't make a difference. If anything, what I found was that getting a university degree sensitizes, you know, people to see more racism than there actually is, and to interpret a phrase such as "I don't notice race" as a form of racism, right? So it actually, if it has any effect, it's to sort of sensitize and expand the amount of racism people see.
And the logic would sort of indicate that black young people with a college degree would be less subject to racial oppression or discrimination. But they report more incidents of it. Isn't that what you found?
Yeah, they do. Significantly more racism is reported by those with a degree than those without a degree. It's a finding we see replicated in other studies. We've seen that finding in Britain, too, that it's people, when they go to university, it seems like they become more aware or sensitized to a greater range of things. That's at least one explanation why they would tend to report they've been the victim of racism more than somebody who doesn't have a degree.
Okay, so what do we do about it if we want to answer back and sort of suggest that, hey, wait a minute, this is a country with a black vice president, we had a two-term black president, racism is not surging to all-time highs or sliding back to days of Jim Crow. How do we advance that realization about our country persuasively?
I mean, one of the things I did in the study was to show the damaging effects that this has on African Americans, who at least you'd have thought that people who are pushing this narrative want to help. And it showed that actually exposing African Americans to just one passage of critical race theory from Ta-Nehisi Coates, inspired writing, actually led African Americans to feel less in control of their lives, you know, 15 points less. So one argument is simply that this is damaging the aspirations and the success of black people, quite apart from leading to defund the police and crime spikes and all kinds of negative things for black Americans. So that's one argument I think to make, is that by creating this threat perception and moral panic, you're severely disadvantaging black Americans. I mean, the other part of it, of course, is to try and get past what John McWhorter calls the religion of anti-racism, making this such a sacred issue you can't have a sort of rational debate about it. So how we're going to tackle that, that's a major cultural change that has to happen in our elite institutions, so that's pretty tricky.
And to get some perspective on this, I would urge everybody to go to our website, to michaelmedved.com. We've linked to the full study by Professor Kaufman, and also the summary of it that he has presented under the heading, "The Media Are Creating a False Perception of Rising Racism. My New Study Proves It." And it's a very, very important message. I appreciate your joining us on the show, Professor Kaufman, and I hope we can continue the conversation. When we come back, we'll talk further about the new reparations bill and another wildly unpopular and very radical proposal that is being pushed by the Biden administration. or at least by some Democrats affiliated with it, even though the president still says he's opposed. We're talking about court packing, a bill introduced to create four new Supreme Court justices, just enough to give the Democrats a 7-6 court majority. Good idea. We'll get to that on the MedVet Show. I first became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing in business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5-6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/MedVed, you can get a free mini book, free, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
All across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you got the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved show, there's a big glowing piece in the New York Times about the success of Joe Biden in uniting the Democratic Party. I think the piece is wrong. I think it's profoundly wrong. And it's written by Lisa Lehrer and Giovanni Rossinello. And they say in the first few months of his administration, Mr. Biden has garnered almost universal approval from members of his own party, according to polls, emerging as a kind of man for all Democrats after an election year riddled with inter-party squabbling. He began his term this winter with an approval rating of 98% among Democrats, according to Gallup. Okay, that's, Obama had the same thing when he started out. Trump did not, but Obama had the same thing. He had close to 98% of approval from Democrats. And as Mr. Biden nears his 100th day in office, writes the Times, most public polls have consistently shown him retaining the approval of more than 9 in 10 Democrats nationwide. In separate polls released yesterday by Monmouth University and Quinnipiac University, Mr. Biden's approval was at 95% and 94% among members of his own party. Pollsters and political observers are mostly agreed that Mr. Biden's inter-party popularity is driven by a combination of Democratic gratitude to him for getting Mr. Trump out of office and their sense that Mr. Biden has refused to compromise on major Democratic priorities. I actually think that this is wrong long term, and it's wrong because there has been such a lack of coverage on those areas where his refusal to compromise has gone directly against promises he made in the campaign. And one of the things that he was pretty clear about in the campaign was that he was not a supporter of court packing. Court packing is the idea that we need to appoint new justices to the Supreme Court to try to flip the whole ideological orientation of the Supreme Court. And the story today in Wall Street Journal, Democrat lawmakers plan to introduce legislation, they've already introduced it today, that would add 4 seats to the Supreme Court, an initiative that has slim hopes of passage, but reflects progressives' impatience with President Biden's cautious approach toward overhauling a court that turned to the right during the Trump administration. Here is some of the rhetoric attached to the court packing bill to create 4 new Supreme Court justices to make it not a 9-member court, but it would become a 13-member court. This is Senator Markey from Massachusetts, very, very liberal senator, the co-author of the Green New Deal, talking about his bill to expand the Supreme Court. Clip 5.
You're here today because the United States Supreme Court is broken. It is out of balance, and it needs to be fixed. Too many Americans view our highest court in the land as a partisan political institution, not our impartial judicial branch of government. Too many Americans have lost faith in the court as a neutral arbiter of the most important constitutional and legal questions that arise in our judicial system. The court is broken. And make no mistake about it, the court is broken because Leader Mitch McConnell, his Senate Republican colleagues, and Donald Trump broke it.
Okay. Again, is this trying to relitigate the confirmation of 3 very distinguished jurists? They were not people who were on the fringe by any means. The 3 jurists, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Barrett, who Trump appointed to the court. How ridiculous this is. And does, if he's talking about the court as a nonpartisan institution, Does this kind of rhetoric make the court seem more partisan, more broken, or less so? I mean, come on. This is Representative Jerry Nadler of Manhattan. He is one of the co-sponsors of this bill to expand the court. Clip 6.
Our predecessors made eminent sense when they pegged the size of the Supreme Court to the number of judicial circuits. As our country has grown, so too to the Supreme Court. 13 justices for 13 circuits is a logical progression. And that is another reason why I'm glad to join my colleagues in introducing the Judiciary Act of 2021 to establish the Supreme Court size as 13. That's a nice number. It matches. It's not a nice number. It's a proper number. It matches the number of circuits as it has historically, and it also will enable us to do justice and to rectify the great injustice that was done in packing the court. And some people will say we're packing the court. We're not packing it. We're unpacking it. Senator McConnell and the Republicans packed the court over the last couple of years.
Okay, this is completely outrageous. And he says 13 is a nice number. Most people don't think 13 is a nice number. And this is to rectify a great injustice that was done in packing the court. Well, thank Harry Reid. And because it used to be that on a Supreme Court nomination and on judicial nominations generally, you needed to get 60 votes. And that, by the way, I don't think it was a bad idea. It meant that you had some ability to block some nomination, but you can't block them all. And what happened was that Harry Reid got rid of that for circuit court judges, for district judges, for appellate judges. But he left the ability to go ahead and filibuster to require 60 votes for Supreme Court nominees. And then when the Republicans took command of the Senate again, then that went away. And obviously so. That's why Mitch McConnell had no problem. And it's also Mitch McConnell had a majority of the Senate at the time. He said, look, we're going to wait before we consider Merrick Garland, who's now Attorney General. By the way, breaking news, Vice President Mike Pence, former Vice President, just underwent a surgery and to have a pacemaker implanted to help combat a slow heart rate that he's recently experienced. His office released a statement. Over the past 2 weeks, former Vice President Pence experienced symptoms associated with a slow heart rate, and upon consultation with his doctors, underwent a procedure at Inova Fairfax Medical Campus in Falls Church, Virginia, to implant a pacemaker. He should have a speedy recovery, and we should have a speedy recovering from this court-packing insanity. You'll be surprised who agrees with that. Not a Republican. And a very powerful Democrat at that. Tell you who, coming up.
How absurd it's going to be.
The Michael Medved Show.
We know it's going to be something really strange and weird.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats on Capitol Hill are introducing a bill that would pack the U.S. Supreme Court. They want to have 13 justices instead of 9. the effort being led by Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey. As far as adding members to the Supreme Court, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley says,
It dispenses with any pretense of principle. It's just a raw muscle play. It's like a hostile takeover of the court. And I don't really understand the political logic here, but what really concerns me is that this is really a test of principle for Democratic members.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the planned withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan is a welcome development. Pelosi saying Biden's plan is safe, strategic, and orderly. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Michael Medved Show, I'm glad to hear that the medical procedure was successful for Vice President Pence. He's been quiet. Apparently, according to some reports, he is working on a book or negotiating for a book. And I do think it is extremely likely that he will be a candidate for the presidency, particularly if President Trump doesn't run, and maybe even if President Trump does. We are talking a little bit about this court packing scheme, which is just so so extraordinary. And Congressman Mondaire Jones, a newly elected member of Congress, spoke about why the far right conservative majority, which includes people like John Roberts, for goodness sake, I mean, and people like Sam Alito, who do not always vote in lockstep with anybody, neither does Neil Gorsuch, you may remember. And the idea that this far right majority is hostile to democracy. How does this build up confidence in our institutions? Here's Congressman Jones, a clip two.
Far right, Supreme Court style to democracy itself. But here we are. Far right, Supreme Court majority that is hostile to democracy itself. But here we are. And the fact is, if we want to save our democracy, We must act before it is too late by restoring balance to the Supreme Court. Our democracy faces its greatest test since Jim Crow. From the insurrection at the Capitol to the racist voter suppression being attempted all throughout the United States of America, the far right is at war with our democracy. And what I want people to understand is that this crisis did not arrive overnight. Rather, the Supreme Court has been an accomplice. In fact, the Supreme Court, specifically the Roberts Court, has been working to dismantle our democracy for years. One decision at a time, the right-wing majority on the Supreme Court has unraveled the greatest achievements of the civil rights movement. To produce a government that does not look like, understand, or even pretend to represent the American people.
Is he talking about the Biden administration here? What exactly is he talking about? And what are the hard-won achievements of the civil rights movement? The right to vote for African Americans. African Americans voted at a higher rate in the last in three of the last four elections. African Americans voted at a higher rate than white people. So that's a proud achievement of the civil rights movement, is it not? Is there any segregated institution left in the United States? Really? Segregation is illegal. That's an achievement of the civil rights movement. The election of a president of the United States and a UN ambassador and governors and members, the people of color are everywhere right now. What has the court dismantled? What precisely? What is the achievement of the civil rights movement that the court has dismantled? They overruled Brown versus School Board. They said we want to go back to separate but equal. This is insane. And it's ridiculous. And thank God in heaven it is going nowhere. One member of Congress, you may have heard of her. Her name is Nancy Pelosi. I didn't ask John Boehner about this. He says that she may go down in history as the most powerful speaker ever. Now, coming from himself, a former speaker, John Boehner says that. So I hope the Democrats will pay a little bit of attention to this. This is clip number three.
Would you commit to bringing that bill to the floor?
No. I support the president's commission to study such a proposal, frankly, I'm not. Right now, we're back. Our members, our committees are working. We're building the putting together the infrastructure bill and the rest. I don't know if that's a good idea or a bad idea.
Okay, it's a bad idea, Speaker Pelosi, and you know it is. That's why you said so immediately that you wouldn't allow the bill to come to the floor. And what she's talking about that commission, it is a commission that President Trump has put together, and it's a 36-member commission, and if you look at the members of the commission, at least a third of them are moderate or deeply conservative. And no one expects that the commission is going to recommend creating new justices. They may recommend some form of term limits for the members of the court so we don't have this entire course of American history represented by the death watch of seriously ill people in their late 80s. And that's possible. I think they can get some bipartisan agreement on it. But the point is that what I find interesting is the president has said, okay, we'll have a commission looking over issues with the Supreme Court. One of the things that most people agree with is we probably should speed up the responses you get from federal district courts by putting on more judges, federal district court judges. And I think that's a perfectly fine and appropriate idea. But what is interesting here is this is kind of the same thing as the the bill H.R. 40 that passed in the Judiciary Committee yesterday on a strict party line vote, it's not really a bill for reparations. It's a bill for a commission to study reparations. Don't Democrats love those commissions? And the same way that this is a way to sort of put off the radical left with the deeply unpopular idea of slavery reparations, that idea has support of 15% of white people. And yes, white people still do comprise a majority of the electorate, particularly if you count that one half of Hispanic Americans who classify themselves as white. In any event, the entire process for the Democrats also involves some radical statements by the likes of Rashida Tlaib. Bernie Sanders talking some sense. We will get to that. We'll also be speaking coming up to the chair of the House Armed Services Committee on the president's decision to bring all our troops home from Afghanistan by September 11th, which would be the 20th anniversary of the attack that inspired sending troops to Afghanistan the first time. There's also an attack on President Biden from one of the people he had said he wanted to work with in the U.S. Senate, a Republican who calls Biden one of the most destabilizing presidents on foreign policy in modern history. Ouch. And a police officer is killed in New Mexico. He's killed by in a traffic stop, and a state police officer. And that actually is directly relevant to one of the dumbest ideas floating around out there in the media universe. One of the dumbest ideas you've ever heard. We'll get to this and to more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Entertain your brain.
You're out of your mind. Are you insane?
Every day on the Michael MedVed Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved show, one of the ideas that was put forward originally by the mayor of Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, the city where there was the tragic shooting of Dante Wright. Mayor Mike Elliott of Brooklyn Center had said we should reconsider the whole idea of having officers armed when making traffic stops. There are other people now who are saying that officers should stop making traffic stops altogether. And I'm sure that would lead to all kinds of wonderful compliance with some of the basic rules of the road, including the idea that you have to register your car. There's a story out of New Mexico, and it's a horrifying story. And this is the way it was covered on KCBD.com. Luna County, New Mexico. New Mexico police have released new information in the shooting death of a state police officer. That officer, Darian Jarrett, initiated a traffic stop on a white pickup eastbound on the interstate to just east of Deming. Officer Jarrett asked the driver, identified as 39-year-old Omar Felix Sueva, to exit the vehicle. Sueva exited the driver's side holding an AR-15-style rifle, and he fired at Officer Jarrett as he was walking to the rear of the vehicle. Officer Jarrett fell onto his back, and Sueva ran around the vehicle before firing several more rounds. State officials said Jarrett was struck by gunfire and shot point blank in the back of his head. He died on the scene. A broadcast was put out to state and local law enforcement agencies on the incident before state police officers located Sueva traveling east on Interstate 10. Sueva pulled over and fired at the officers before he re-entered his vehicle and continued to travel east on Interstate 10. Las Cruces PD, Dona Ana County Sheriff's Office, and U.S. Border Patrol all assisted state police with the pursuit. Officers deployed tire deflation devices on the pickup near the Bicacho exit on Interstate 10. Sueva still continued east as law enforcement officers engage in gunfire as he fled. Sueva was eventually stopped after an officer used a pit maneuver, a tactic where a pursuing vehicle can force a suspect vehicle to make an abrupt sideways turn. Officials said Sueva exited the pickup with a firearm and shot multiple more rounds at officers and deputies. Deputies fired towards Sueva, and he was struck multiple times. A Las Cruces police officer named Adrian de la Garza was struck by gunfire. He was airlifted to trauma hospital in Texas, where he was treated and released. Sueva pronounced dead on the scene. Sueva, by the way, had an extensive criminal record, including drug dealing and much more. So what does this have to do with what we've just been going through? What it has to do with is this is why it is so insane and stupid to suggest that people who are doing traffic stops, and remember, this guy was stopped by a state trooper for speeding, and the state trooper died. God forbid that state troopers should be unarmed. Sueva was charged with vandalism in June 1994, possession of a controlled substance in September 2001, and October 2002. In April 2004, charged with importation of cocaine. In August 2006, he was hit with charges of burglary, fictitious check, and false check. And in March 2007, he allegedly committed a probation violation. 1 year later, in March 2008... he was charged again with import of a controlled substance, and in September 2010, he was charged with possession with intent of crystal meth or ice. So, quite a record there. I don't think it's right or moral or decent or acceptable in any way to ask our police officers to give their lives like this officer just did. Officer Darian Jarrett, to give their lives by trying to do traffic stops when they're not armed. How insane that is. Speaking of insane, Rashida Tlaib said we need to end policing and incarceration. How insane is that? Even the member of the Senate designated by President Trump as Crazy Bernie didn't like that idea. Here's Bernie Sanders, clip 7.
Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib reacted by saying this, and I'll put it up on the screen. I am done with those who condone government-funded murder. No more policing, incarceration, and militarization. It can't be reformed. Do you agree with her on that?
No, I don't. I think that what we need to do is to understand that there needs to be major police reform all across this country. We are tired of seeing the same thing week after week and year after year. We do not want to see innocent African Americans shot in cold blood. So I think that is an area that needs significant amount of work, and I hope that Congress begins work on that immediately.
Okay, what kind of work does he have in mind exactly? And when he says shot in cold blood, doesn't that imply very directly that there was an intentional, planned, direct shooting? And look, police reform is one of those tough issues, but surely it's one of those issues where we definitely should be able to find some common ground. Lindsey Graham indicts President Biden as being destabilizing, not on policy toward police or the Supreme Court or race, but on foreign policy. This is Senator Graham, clip 13.
You may be tired of fighting radical Islam. They're not tired of fighting you. If you're listening to this program, if they could get you, they would kill you. They want to destroy the state of Israel. They want to purify the Islam into a radical form of Islam. And they want to kill every Christian they can get their hands on. These people are religious Nazis. We've had them at bay for the last few years. Trump did a hell of a job putting his foot on their throat. And now we're going to let them back up. We're back into the Iran. The Ayatollah is a religious Nazi. Do you doubt one minute he would use a nuclear weapon against Israel? Look what's going on at the border. So for right. Joe Biden, personally, I think he's been one of the most destabilizing presidents on foreign policy in modern history.
Okay, now that, of course, is a comment he made, I think, before the president spoke and announced the withdrawal, complete withdrawal of American forces from Afghanistan. It's kind of tough for Senator Graham, who is such a strong supporter of President Trump. President Trump wanted to do the same thing. There are many Republicans who have doubts about it. There, frankly, are many Democrats who have doubts about it. One of the Democrats who has supported an end to a U.S. presence in Afghanistan is Adam Smith of Washington State, who is the chair of the House Armed Services Committee. We'll speak to Congressman Smith, Chairman Smith, about that issue. And then also go on to talk about the continued desire to build a more durable American majority for some of the changes that this country is planning to make economically. Because right now, if you talk about the Biden administration, it may be true, as the New York Times says, that polling shows that he gets a high approval rating from Democrats. But that is simply not been true of the president with people who aren't Democrats. And if you're planning to do major changes in the way that our economy works, then you have to do better on a broader base. Also, one of the rising Democrats in the country, somebody who's been discussed as a potential rival to Kamala Harris, or for that matter, to Joe Biden if he runs again, was just heckled and really attacked. We'll play it for you because it's the kind of thing you'd expect if you were a conservative. This is no conservative who's victimized. We'll get to that and to much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.